IBM Podcast.
Welcome to this IBM Podcast, Product and Service Innovation. I'm Angelique Matheny with IBM. You hear about IBM's 100-year anniversary and the evolution of the technology from the Industrial Revolution through to the age of railways, electricity, telecom, and now to the age of smart. You see Watson on Jeopardy and IBM talking about how we're helping to use decades of information in new and innovative ways. Sam Palmisano said it best when he talked about entering the decade of smart. To quote, "By a smarter planet, we mean that intelligence is being infused into the systems and processes that enable services to be delivered, physical goods to be developed, manufactured, bought, and sold. Everything from people and money to petroleum, water, and electrons to move, and billions of people to work and live." Now, we all know that will not be an easy transition, and that's where IBM can help, and today we're going to talk about how. Joining us today is Dominic Tavassoli, Director, Rational Systems and Industry Marketing, and Pierre Coyne, Market Manager for Integrated Service Management Solutions. They'll discuss how IBM is helping our clients develop, build, and manage intelligent, instrumented, and interconnected products and service in what we call product and service innovation. The discussion will explain the strategic initiative and why it's so important in today's smarter planet, and how the solutions we can provide address the needs of our customers by helping them speed the delivery of innovation in their organization. Well, let's get started. Hi, Dominic. Hi, Pierre. Welcome to the podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Angelique. So, this is Dominic Tavassoli, and I do want to thank you for having Pierre and I here today. Product and service innovation really is something very, very important for the world as we know it today, what really in IBM we call our smarter planet. If you look at what used to be a dumb device in your pocket, whether it's your phone or your calculator or your camera, today we really are seeing a major shift in all the products around us, and it's probably the most visible in that device that most of you listening probably do have either on your desk or in your pocket right now. It's a phone. It's a messaging device. It's a camera. It's a radio. It's a music player. It's a video recorder. It's a GPS device. And if you just think back 10 years ago, all of those were separate devices you had to buy. And just go 10 years earlier than that, most of them, I mean, some of them didn't even really exist. So there's that an acceleration of product innovation that's really changing the world. And those consumer devices are the most visible, but we really are seeing the shift across all industries. We're seeing it in the automotive industry, where cars are becoming smarter and either more environmentally friendly or safer. We're seeing it in the aerospace industry. We're seeing it in banking, in retail, really in every single industry that I look around. There's a major shift in how the fundamental building blocks, the products, are becoming smarter. A lot of that smart is from software. You mentioned Watson earlier on. Of course, there's a lot of software that is making that innovation possible. But then, of course, the software is in a product. So there's building, you know, how do we build these smarter products? But then also, the products are more and more interconnected among each other in an ecosystem of what we call systems of systems. And those multiple levels really make for fantastic opportunities, but also challenges, as we'll see today. Pierre, anything you wanted to add?
Yeah, sure. Just to comment a little bit about service innovation as well. So, Dominic, you mentioned product innovation really being about this new software that's being embedded in products, and you know what that makes possible, and the fact that now we have all kinds of new information available to us, on the client experience, on what's going on in your business, capturing new types of data that allow us to transform the way we operate through new levels of intelligence. And so service innovation really being about not just manufacturers being able to deliver new services around those products that they're creating, but also around enterprises that are consuming smart products, and whether that's, you know, telecoms with new smartphones, or, you know, energy and utility companies now that are implementing smart meters. What they're really able to do is look at things like the client experience, look at what's happening inside their business, and connect those devices to, you know, traditional information technology within the business, process that information now to make better decisions. So service innovation is really about leveraging a combination of those smart products and the information technology to gain new insights and to make better decisions, and ultimately to deliver, you know, better client experience and new value to clients and to drive growth for your business.
Here, we just heard Dominic mention a major shift. Are we finding that our customers are ready for this shift?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's reasonable to say that the clients are not only willing but capable to varying degrees to embrace and capitalize on, you know, opportunities for product and service innovation. And IBM's here to help them down that path, whether it's, you know, focusing on strategic innovation projects, things like, you know, smart grid implementations, or brand new types of services that that haven't been done by industries before, or by helping them put the foundational components in place to allow them to allow that transformation to happen over time. So as they address their current challenges, we're able to, you know, add new capabilities that ultimately bring them to a point where they're agile enough, where they have the internal ability to respond to new opportunities, to take their ideas, their innovative ideas, and to actually turn those into innovative products and services much more quickly.
Yeah, I agree, Pierre. We definitely are seeing this front and center in with nearly all of our customers. That need for innovation is fundamental when it comes to being competitive. Today, you know, there's so much focus on bringing out the next iPad killer or the next iPhone killer, or we definitely can see that innovation is what's helping us capture new market shares and really to make sure that we still remain relevant. A lot of these markets are changing so quickly with these new game-changing innovations that it's hard for anyone to guarantee that their company will still be around in 5 or 10 years' time, which when you think about it, that's crazy. And we're also, you touched on one very, very important point earlier on too, which is the new streams of revenue in my existing company. Well, with my product, by adding additional services, there are also ways that I can start building out new streams of revenue, new things I can sell my customer, or new ways I can connect with my customer to understand what their needs are, where the market's going, what their satisfaction is, and really make sure I'm transforming the client to company relationship works. So clients really are, I mean, this really is a key thing when it comes to the challenges that are top of mind for our top customers.
So, Dominic, it sounds like IBM is investing heavily in this space and that the clients realize, our customers realize the need to innovate. Can you tell me a bit about how we're helping to deliver against this vision?
Sure. Inside IBM, we're very, very lucky to have a number of very bright people. I mean, one of the first things that surprised me was that I was working in the same company as a large number of Nobel Prize winners. We also have a fantastic research and development team, fantastic services team, and lots of best-of-breed market-leading products. And all that has given us the opportunity to bring all of that expertise and all that tooling together to provide what we're calling IPI, Insight and Product Innovation, as an end-to-end approach to help build these smarter products and to drive product innovation. So the way this works is realizing that there really are a number of key things that a company needs to do. The first step is, of course, to ask, what is the major shift in the market and how is it impacting the way that I do business? So how does my business need to transform? Well, we have top-of-class services that can come in and really help with that transformation. and guide you through the change and identify what are the top parts of your portfolio you should be focusing on and how does this facilitate innovation. And then on the designing and developing of these new products, we have a fantastic solutions for embedded software developments, for systems engineering, for system architecting, for connecting the software development with mechanical and electrical development, connecting ALM and PLM, and so on. There's a number of fantastically valuable areas that we can provide help with, and a lot of customers are actually benefiting every day from this. Then there's also how do you become smarter in manufacturing, which, of course, once you've designed this product, how do you build it smarter? How do you become more agile on the manufacturing floor? How do you reduce costs? And, of course, you've got the after sales. There's no point in inventing new products if it absolutely kills you when it comes to the customer relationship or the cost of maintenance. So bringing together development and operations is going to really be key for successful innovative products. That really is, in a nutshell, IPI, Insight and Product Innovation. It's an integrated end-to-end approach for building smarter products, smarter planes, smarter cars, smarter phones, or smarter power plants and smarter telecom systems. I mean, all that really is facilitated by having this end-to-end approach that IBM created. And we also actually have a similar approach for services. And Pierre, do you want to touch on that?
Yes, sure, Dominic. And so what we've done really is try and come up with a complementary means of addressing the service lifecycle. And when you consider what it takes to deliver a service, whether it's an innovative service or an existing service, there's a lot of moving parts to that. There's the people, the lines of business that come up with the idea, the design and delivery teams that actually have to then create it, the IT operations teams that manage the information technology that gets deployed, and increasingly enterprise operations teams that are going out and deploying these new smart devices, whether it's smart meters or you know, turning on smartphones for clients. And so all of those people are a part of the process. But there's also, you know, that all of that technology, and increasingly, you know, there's all the management systems that each of those, people or roles actually need to do their day-to-day management of the overall process of delivering a service. And so really it's about collaboration. It's about agility. It's about, you know, sharing ideas across those different teams and across the life cycle to continuously improve, the way that services are delivered and the value to the client. And so integrated service management really takes that holistic approach to, designing, delivering, and managing a service across the life cycle, and makes it, a more efficient process and ultimately helps drive down things like cost, and helps, speed delivery of innovative new services to market. So that's what integrated service management is all about.
So, Pierre, can you give us a couple of examples of this?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Let me give you an example of service innovation. So there's a company called Aircel. That's a provider of in-flight wireless broadband. In essence, it's a flying Wi-Fi hotspot called GoGo In-Flight Internet. And the goal of that service is to deliver broadband speed and performance to passengers, which means that ultimately now, one of the few places that we couldn't communicate with the world was when we were in a flight. And so what GoGo allows you to do is really connect using broadband on the flight itself so that clients, the people that are using it can email, they can instant message, they can tweet, they can surf the web, all at 30,000 feet. So one thing that Aircel realized is that innovation without the ability to really ensure the quality for the client wasn't enough. They needed to have a more holistic view of how they're designing, delivering, and managing a service. And so they wanted to manage that entire life cycle. So Aircel now leverages integrated service management software from IBM in a solution designed by an IBM partner, Generation E, to literally see the status of the connectivity for individual planes while they're in flight. So what they're able to do now is actually see the service that they're providing directly from the planes, where those planes are, and what the connectivity is for the users and the quality of the experience for the users. So that's just one example of service innovation. I imagine, Dominic, you have some good ones for product innovation.
Mm-hmm. Indeed we do. We've actually got some. Really, a lot of companies have been trusting us with what I would summarize as modernizing their platform for designing, delivering, and managing smart products. One customer that we did showcase recently was General Motors with the Chevy Volt. I know a lot of people have seen it. It was actually named Car of the Year in a number of magazines. We've been closely collaborating with GM on this initiative because their objective really was to transform the market and to relaunch their competitive positioning. And, of course, that means two things. It means that on one hand, you want to produce innovative cars, and the Chevy Volt is a typical example of fantastic innovation. But at the same time, you want to reduce the risk. You want to improve your time to market, and you want to keep costs low. So we worked very, very closely with GM on modernizing their design and development platform, but also with business transformation services that IBM provide, and helps them reduce. Typically, a new car, the development time is about 10 years to develop a new car. And the Chevy Volt really was produced in less than 5 years, and it's got some fantastic features, and really has been heralded as a lifesaver. So that's one really great example, very visible example in the automotive industry, and you know I could have picked examples in a number of other industries as well.
Excellent. That's right. There's so many examples we could probably share with everyone. Dominic and Pierre, thank you so much for sharing your time today. Great discussion. This was very interesting to understand more about product and service innovation, specifically customer stories of those who've had success in innovation leveraging IBM solutions. We really appreciate you being here. That was IBM's Dominic DeVasili and Pierre Coyne talking about product and service innovation, delivering innovative products and services that transform the way we live, work, and play. For those of you who are interested in learning more about product and service innovation and Smarter Planet, please visit ibm.com/smarterplanet. Click on Products or Services for more information. This has been an IBM podcast. I'm Angelique Matheny. Thanks for listening.
IBM. Podcast.